Okay, right. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good morning.
Right, okay. Oh, God. This climate change stuff is excellent. Look at the weather. Fabulous.
Have you turned your washing machine off today?
The washing machine's off. I've done the... I've washed the bedding. The bedding is all clean, which is good, isn't it, really? Yeah, the bedding is all clean. So there we are. Good. Right. I've got the computer open. I've got everything ready to rock and roll. And I just get on with it, shall I?
Can you just touch your grills so I know that you're on the right microphone? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I know. I set it up, didn't I? Come on, girls. Come and sit down. They always like to be with me for... And actually, Daisy May has asked if she could actually be the photograph of the podcast this week.
Oh, we can do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
This show is a bit of a dog's dinner, so it's fine.
Yeah. Actually, there's a big pussy attacked Daisy May the other day, and she's got really upset with cats.
Oh, dear.
Came into the garden, big white cat, and she went rushing up to sort of suggest it found the way out, and the cat sort of turned round and faced up to her. She came rushing back, screaming her head off, poor thing. So, God, do you know, a woman's work is never done. I've done all this washing. I can't believe it.
Is that an important message, is it?
It's about messy sheets. I don't think I'll share it with you. Right. Okay. just wanted to know the best way. Anyway, never mind. So where was I?
You're going to tell me what the magic word this week is to start the show.
The magic word to start the show? What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I need the code word to start the show.
I see. Then we start the show and then we can get on with it.
Yeah,
what was I talking about? I was just having a chat with you about something. I can't remember what it was.
Sticky sheets.
Oh, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. I have to say, well, actually, we'll save this bit and do it on the show, shall we?
Okay.
About cats. Yeah, okay. What should we, what do you want a word for?
Well, when I say sticky sheets, right, that's when we're starting recording.
Well, who's got sticky sheets?
Well, not you. You've just washed yours.
Well, I can't imagine how you would make your sheets sticky.
Are you ready?
What?
Sticky sheets.
Hello, welcome to the James Whale Radio Podcast. Think I should do that again?
Yes, I think you should.
Hello, welcome to the James Whale Radio Podcast.
That's better.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm not in the mood, really. Can we,
Sticky sheets.
Hello, welcome to the James Whale Radio Podcast.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds f***ing awful.
Okay.
Well, I just say, problem is, was it Lorraine Kelly who got away with, telling the tax man that she wasn't really, she was playing the part?
Yeah, she's two people.
Who is she?
She's Lorraine Kelly and Lorraine Kelly.
Well, see, actually, since I was in my 20s, and I'm a little older than that now, I have been in a long-running soap opera playing the part of a character called James Whale, who goes on the radio and is sometimes slightly obnoxious. Well, actually, for fuck's sake, he's very obnoxious quite often. But that isn't me, as you know. I mean, I'm a dog-loving, I nearly said vegan, that would be just telling lies. I'm a dog lover and a person who likes to have a nice, quiet life.
You like to save pussies every now and again?
Oh, that reminded me of this f***ing annoying thing. I mean, I live in the middle of nowhere, but people have cats, and I don't mind. And I like all animals, all right? There isn't an animal, apart from the human, that I get really annoyed about. So, it winds me up if a person came into your house uninvited, you'd be annoyed. So when an animal comes in, a domestic one, I'm not talking about wild ones, and starts trying to rough up one of my family, I get a little bit annoyed. But I'm not annoyed about the pussy. I'm annoyed about the owners, because cat owners are lazy fuckers. And the reason people have cats is because they think they don't have to do anything except put a bowl of water down and feed them occasionally. And then if they get lazy about feeding them, they expect the neighbours to feed them when they pop into their house.
Yeah, I sort of agree with that, yeah.
Well, cool. Well, If I was in character playing the part of James Whale now, what I say is true. I am the seeker of truth and justice.
Do you have a special outfit that you wear?
No, but I'm thinking about it. So, you know, if you have a cat, look after it. Don't let it out, because A, they get run over, B, they fuck up people's gardens, and C, you know, they have to have their domestic animals. They have to have lines, like all of us, that they can't cross. You can't go into somebody else's garden, kill off all their birds, dig up their plants and shit everywhere. It's not socially acceptable.
I've stopped doing that now, though.
I'm talking about cats, not you, you
bug. Oh, sorry.
So when, you know, when I don't want to, and people say, oh, we're going to kill that cat if he comes in my garden. Yeah, I don't want to do anything like that. I mean, clap my hands loudly and shout, fuck off. And people get upset and offended by that, but not nearly as offended as I do by your cat coming into my garden, attacking one of my dogs, rampaging around after my birds, and crapping all over the lawn.
Oh, but cats dig a little hole and do it in there.
No, they don't. Well, but if you have a cat, lots of people have what they call house cats that they take out on a lead and a collar, or I prefer a harness. I don't like collars around the necks of anything. Always use a harness on your dog, please. Dragging it around. Do you know that woman called Barbara Woodhouse? What an absolute pillock. And people used to herald her as the doyen of dog training. She was an absolute fucking menace with the choke chains, which now you don't see anybody using. I'd have liked to put a choke chain round her and show her what it was like.
You can't do that to humans, so you can't do it to dogs either.
Well, you shouldn't do it to anybody. And, of course, there are still some people who think, you know, pull a dog hard on the neck. Don't have a dog if you want to be nasty to it. You all right, girls? Where have we gone? Oh, they've gone out. Oh, I think the bin men collected something. So I just fed up about this. If you're going to have a cat, look after it. Don't let it roam the streets or you find it lying in the gutter, squashed. And I don't want to see that, nor do you.
What was that?
Wind. I have done a little bit of cleaning, and all the windows in the house I have thrown open. And so I'm sitting here in my little studio, and I forgot to shut the doors. I can go and shut them if you want. I mean, when we start the show, I should go and shut them, shouldn't I?
Should we start now, then?
Well, no, I'm not ready to do it yet. I'm having a moan about cats. I mean, we're not going to do this on the show, are we? It'd be very boring. Was that another door?
Someone's banging in your house.
Ah, lucky them.
Oh, dear.
Do you know, I've got a lilac outside the window that I cut right back about two... It's all right, girls. About 2 years ago, and I'm sure it was a lilac-coloured lilac, and it seems to be coming back white. Do they do that?
Yeah, it's like humans. Their hair goes grey, doesn't it? So I imagine that happens to plants.
But no, the flowers don't come back white if they were lilac flowers in the first place, do they?
They must lose their pigment.
I mean, it's a very old, if I ever stand up, it's a very old lilac tree, and I chopped it right back, and I thought I'd killed it, but obviously it's sprouted from the bottom, and it's got, a white flower.
You know, you could change the colour back.
Hang on, can you sing or something? I'm going to just go and check those doors, hold on.
Sing?
Okay. Do something.
Okay. Morning has broken, I don't know the words. So that was a bad song to choose, really, wasn't it? PRS, that's the problem. If I sing anything, I'll have to pay. Is there another...
Where are you? Where have you gone? What are you doing up there, for goodness sake?
Do you know what?
Come back down. Come on.
Am I going to have to edit this out? It's a good filler, isn't it? James chasing after his dog. I've got some exciting stuff coming up in Tech Talk later. I bet you can't wait.
Come on. Come on downstairs. Okay, right. I mean, I only live in a little house. Right, okay, where were we?
I was going to tell you how to make your lilac tree come back.
I quite like it in white, but go on.
Food colouring.
Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, if you put food colouring in the soil, it'll absorb the colouring and it'll go into the flowers. Yeah.
And where did you hear that?
I used to do it years ago when you used to try and make blue roses that you can't make.
Oh, right, OK. I don't think I will, but it's an interesting idea. Right, I've shut the windows now upstairs.
Was it upstairs, was it?
Well, I think that's where the wind was coming in.
Okay.
So, I mean, I just, you know, I've washed some bedding. I've re-bedded the bed.
Re-bedded the bed.
Well, put new sheets on and duvet cover. Do you know, it is the most difficult thing, putting a duvet cover on your own, isn't it?
No, you get in. You get into the duvet.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. You hold the duvet up in the air with two hands and you get inside the duvet, stand up and it falls down to the floor and then you slowly manoeuvre outwards.
Sorry, you get into the duvet. You can't... How do you get into the duvet? You mean the duvet cover?
Yes.
So let me just get this right, because I've just done this. It's taken me ages. So you get inside the duvet.
The cover, yes.
A cover, right. I'm inside it. Okay. Right.
You hold the duvet, the middle bit that goes inside the duvet itself, in but one corner in each hand.
One corner in each hand, yeah.
Lift your hands up.
Where is the rest of the duvet? Am I standing on it? What am I doing with
it? Well, it's sort of draped in front of you, isn't it? You're just holding up.
Okay, let me just get this. So I've got inside the duvet. I'm covered with the duvet.
Yes.
I've got a corner of the duvet cover. I've got a corner of the duvet in each hand.
Yeah.
Inside. I've brought it inside.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a bit breathless in here.
Yeah, okay, well, it doesn't matter.
I get a bit claustrophobic, but okay. So, oh dear, yeah, it's a bit warm as well. So then I push my arms up.
Into the corner of the duvet covers, either side.
Into the corner of the duvet covers. Right, okay, I'm up there now.
Lay it down on the bed and then slowly reverse.
How do I lay it down on the bed when I'm standing up? Where's the bed? I can't see it. I'm covered in the duvet cover.
It's in front of you. Trust me. Just lean forward.
No, I don't trust you. Hang on. Why don't I just let the duvet cover fall to the floor?
Well, you could do that. Yeah, that would work.
Cover. There we are. How do I get out now?
Reverse.
I can't. There's a dog behind me.
Well, just...
Find out.
Just lie on the floor and sleep in it, then.
This is a ridiculous idea.
It works for me.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh. No. Oof. My idea is better. You just lie the duvet on the bed.
Yeah.
And then you get the cover, and you get one of the corners in one corner, and then you spread it under, and you do it that way.
Okay, there are several methods.
All right, yeah. Anyway, what you need is a friend to help you.
Yes.
So if there's anybody out there who wants to come and help me do my duvet...
Sticky sheets.
Welcome to the James Whale Radio Podcast, available, of course, wherever you happen to be. I'm not in the mood today. Are you sure we need to do it today?
This is about the third time we tried to start the show.
Yeah. What are we going to talk about?
There's lots of stuff in the news. There's
I'll tell you what. Listen, I have, because you know I do this this radio show on Talk Radio from 7 o'clock in the evening until whenever, and we do it just Monday to Thursday. Although I am doing a Saturday at the moment, 1 and 4 in the afternoon. I'm doing it over Easter as well. There was a fire in Paris. I'm sure you've heard about it.
Yes, I have heard about it, yes.
Yeah, the Notre Dame Cathedral had caught fire.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about that?
I not only heard about it, but I also saw it.
Yeah. Well, were you in Paris? I didn't know that.
I wasn't in Paris, no.
Anyway, I mean, I saw it on the television, but... And I was on air the evening it all happened, so we did lots of reports and everything else. And that was, you know, it's interesting. It was a breaking news story. It was very sad. It burned down. It wasn't a tragedy, by the way.
Well, no one died, as far as I'm aware.
Nobody died at all, and, it's quite a lot of it is saved. They reckon they can... But what a fucking fuss. I have never... The following day, it was, obviously in the morning going to be front page of the stories because it happened in the evening, but then it's gone on and on and on. The BBC and Sky News, Rolling News, that was the only story in town. I'm beginning to regret Brexit's gone on to the back burner for a while. Back burner, I shouldn't have said that, should I? If we do the show in a minute, don't let me use that line. But it was, I'm fed up with it now. All these pompous people going on, oh, it's tragedy. It's not a fucking tragedy. It's sad it's burnt down, but it'll get rebuilt and nobody was injured. People breaking down in tears, oh, it's terrible. It happens to be a great piece of architecture. There is no doubt. I've been there, I've seen it. But all this religious twaddle, look, they've raised all this money, massive amount of money. I mean, when Grenfell Tower burned down and more than 70 people lost their lives, that was a tragedy. When the Twin Towers burned down and thousands of people lost their lives, that was a tragedy. The fact this old church in Paris caught fire, very sad, because it is an iconic building. Every time I see it, I just have to go, the bells, the bells, because that's what it reminds me of. And if you're all sort of so religiously inclined, just get in touch with the Pope. He's got billions. He can pay for it.
That is true, actually. Why aren't the Pope people... The Pope people? Is there such people?
Yeah, Pope people. Yeah, why don't the Pope people do it? I've no idea. In fact, some silly sod said, oh, they've got the crown of thorns, which was on Jesus's head when he was on the cross. Well, first of all, nobody knows whether this guy, if he ever existed. Oh, he did exist. Oh, did he? Is it historical fact? I didn't know that. Nobody knows whether he was crucified with a crown of thorns. Oh, it said in the Bible, well, nobody knows who wrote those stories and whether they're true. Interestingly enough, of course, a perceived wisdom is that rabbits were brought to this country by the Romans, right?
Well, little bunny rabbit thingies.
Yeah, they were brought to this country by the Romans. Now, they have just found recently a rabbit bone that they've carbon dated to, I think, about 1,000 years before the Romans came here. So it's interesting, isn't it, how perceived wisdom quite often changes. So we've no idea what happened. Well, I can tell you one thing that didn't happen. There was none of this feeding of the 5,000 from a couple of bread rolls and a few fishes. There was none of this parting of the Red Sea. This is all kind of fairy tales. I'm really angry about this, as I've said many times, because I was taught this as a fact when I was at school. So, we had, I went to the local village school where I lived, and of course it was, village schools run by the church. Vicar came in and spoke to us as if he was telling us a factual thing. Nobody said, this is what some people believe, but it might not be true. So I'm annoyed about that.
The feeding of the 5,000 thing, it could be real though.
Oh, really?
Well, it's not like he actually fed 5,000 people for one loaf of bread. He shared his loaf of bread with his neighbours, i.e. the people stood beside him, and the rest in the crowd fed their neighbours, therefore he fed the 5,000 by demonstrating you can share your bread.
Oh, I didn't realise you were so religious. I'm sorry.
No, I just made that up just then.
Yeah, well, now tell me how the Red Sea parted.
Sandbanks.
Okay, and I've actually been to some of these evangelical religious places where people, a long time ago, back in the days of Billy Graham, I remember watching on television as well and see, a woman in a wheelchair, I think it was, who got up and walked again.
Most people in a wheelchair can actually walk, and most blind people can actually see something. So when they're up on the stage and they get up and they walk... That's fine. They could do that anyway.
Right, okay. All this stage hypnotism is a load of shyster shit as well.
Yeah, that is. I can 100% confirm that. I can explain how that works as well.
Because I've done it.
It does work, actually, genuinely, on a small amount of people. And they're normally called weak-minded people.
Yeah, because you get a couple up and they get, and you flounce around and do all this. Now, listen to my voice. Just shut everything else out of your mind. Listen to my voice. Now, I want you to relax. I want you to put everything else out of your mind and relax. And now just listen to my voice and let your limbs go heavy. Let your eyelids go heavy and relax. And now, all the cares that you had and all the worries you had are just going to leave your body. They are now disappearing like smoke up a chimney. Now, I'm going to count to three, and then I want you to open your eyes, and I want you to pull yourself to your full height and walk meaningfully across the stage. One, two, three. It never fails. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Mind you, on the radio, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to put that out.
You need to put a warning.
Oh, don't operate any machinery while listening to this podcast.
Yeah, but then this isn't the program, so it doesn't really matter.
No.
I have to get into character, playing the part of James Whale, to do that. But and usually you find people don't want to embarrass themselves by saying nothing happened, so they just do it.
Yeah, they do it. It's peer pressure.
Yeah, and you can, you know. But it's just a load of rubbish, really. Let people get in your brain. I've actually said to people, go on, in that case, hypnotise me. Go on.
You can't hypnotise somebody at all that doesn't want to be.
Mm. But, you know, I could actually help. It's all a question of the tone of the voice that does it.
It has to be monotone, yeah.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, so that's my views on that. So, yeah. This whole thing, the church, the cathedral, Notre Dame, burning. It was not a tragedy. It was very sad to see the flames. But, hey, listen, after Brexit's taking a break, there's not a lot of news. And so that filled us up for a couple of days. And then we got the fucking scruffy cunts on the bridge in London. What is it about people who want to save the planet? And this has been through all time. So never mind about Dickie Attenborough and all the rest of them saying, well, look, we know the climate is changing and man may well have had something to do with it. Let's face it, we make a mess everywhere we go. And if you want to start cleaning it up, stop all these companies producing so much shit in plastic. You know, plastic bottles here, plastic wrappers there. I went to the supermarket the other day. I wanted to buy a couple of peppers, and they're all wrapped in plastic. I just want two. You've got three of different colours. Can I not get two? Oh, no, we don't have any loose ones. Why not? A bigger supermarket, have them loose and have them wrapped as well. There is no need to wrap up a bunch of bananas. There's no need to put potatoes in plastic bags. There is absolutely no need to do it. So stop it. Right? On the other hand, I cannot abide these people who are trying to cause enormous trouble in London at the moment. They've actively said, we're going to bring London to a halt, and they're doing it in New York, and they're doing it in other countries around the world as well. And they said, we want everybody to realise that the world's coming to an end. Of course the world's coming to an end. It may not be this week, but it will eventually, actually, mankind will evolve themselves out of existence, because that's what happens. A mankind is a natural part of the world, and we have developed in such a way that we've developed stuff that's probably not doing us any good. Hey, look at the nuclear bomb. We could destroy this planet easily, never mind about driving diesels or flying in aeroplanes. We just need to have a nuclear war, and that'll be it. And they're all very middle class and all terribly sort of dyed hair. And there are a few old ones in there. And what happens is you get the people with the musicians, with the bongo drums and the guitar and everything else. And they play appallingly, by the way. And then you get the dad dancers who have to throw themselves around in some sort of manic melee of arms and legs. And there aren't that many. There's about a couple of hundred stopping the buses and the taxis and the commuters going over Waterloo Bridge, which is causing untold annoyance. And the police, I have to be critical of the police here. You know, arrest them and stick them somewhere. Oh, we haven't got any prisons. We haven't got any... Look, there are detention centres or even, you know, disused holiday camps or warehouses. We're not allowed to kettle them anymore. Well, for goodness sake, I'm all for demonstrations and people demonstrating. Look how wonderfully well people came into the capital city. Millions of them against Brexit. No problems, no trouble, made their point and went. A few hundred scruffies have decided that they're going to tell me and you and everyone else how we should live our lives. Best bit of television I've seen, by the way, was Adam Bolton on Sky doing an interview with the leader of Climate Rebellion, who looked like brains, but didn't have any. And then he flounced off when Adam Bolton suggested that he was behaving like a fascist because he didn't want to listen to anybody else's point of view. Which is right. There's no other point of view except theirs. And what they think is right, that's going to be how it is. And I just a beggar's belief, really, doesn't it? They're doing it in their holiday and they're having a lovely time. And thank goodness the weather's good. And there's nothing else for the media to, none of the politicians are around. They've all gone. So it's just a bit of a bollocks, really. And if you're working in London and you're having to get in and out of town, they're trying to disrupt the public. It's just a pain. There's just a few hundred of these people. And I interviewed one on the phone the other day, a girl called Adele. She was there on Waterloo Bridge, and I was very nice to her. I said, look, you know, it's fine, but there are a lot of people who want to get on with their lives, and not everybody agrees with you. And then she just burst into tears.
What?
Just burst into tears. And to say, I said, look, it's all right, pet, don't worry about it. I mean, you know, she said, I'm so emotional about this, and you don't understand, the world is going to end. I said, well, not for a while, and the weather looks good for the weekend, but not everybody feels the same way. And so, you know, you can't force people. What they want, what Climate Rebellion wants, by the way, no aeroplanes, unless it's an emergency. So I don't know where they're going to keep a couple for emergencies. They want to start city farms to feed people in cities and solar panels all over the place. They don't want any cars either. And they don't want people won't be eating meat. No beef, because cattle are causing huge problems. So people will eventually become vegetarian. They won't travel anywhere except where they live. And that's it, really. No holidays. Don't need a holiday. We're trying to say, do you not understand? We're saving the world. Do you not understand the crisis? We are all going to die. Well, actually, that's the only right thing you've ever said. We are all going to die. Possibly not at the same time, but you never know. We could get struck by a meteor. As I said, we could have a nuclear war. There could be all sorts of problems. You can't change society. And you can't. And I'll tell you another thing as well. It's okay all the scientists going, oh, yes, well, if we don't do this, I mean, we're heading for disaster. Well, we might actually do all that, change everything, and we might head for disaster anyway, because we might actually change it. Nature decides. If nature doesn't like what we're doing, nature will destroy us. As simple as that. And if we were to sort of try and pollute what we've done and go back to the levels of pollution of, what, 50 years ago, 60, or before the Industrial Revolution, or back to the Stone Age, or I'm not really sure where they want to go, climate changes anyway. And if we start doing that, that might develop, I don't know, the next ice age could suddenly rush in, couldn't it? I don't think we should pollute the planet. I think we should try and be as clean as we possibly can. But the biggest problem this planet has, and I'm not suggesting ways that you sort it out, is overpopulation. Too many people on the planet. Far too many. Lots of us living much longer and fitter lives than our predecessors. We are clogging the world up. Mankind should... And, you know, this is the other thing. David Attenborough is going on... Was it Dickie Attenborough? Which one is it?
David.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, he's going on about, you know, species are becoming extinct. Species have always become extinct and will continue to. But I've not heard anybody say how marvellous it is. I looked out of my window a while ago and there were two buzzards just hanging in the sky. Birds of prey were almost extinct in this country. In my childhood, I don't remember ever seeing buzzards flying. And now birds of prey have come back with a rush. So, you know, some species do well, some don't. And that will always be the way. I'm not going to say this on the program, obviously, because it's politically inappropriate. You know, people don't like you talking like this. They don't like you putting the other side. And let's face it, governments want to make loads of money out of carbon taxes. Mind you, that's going to bite them on the bum when they get pushed into a corner and suddenly find out they're going to have to spend billions of pounds buying everybody's diesel cars, then scrapping them. God, that's going to cause pollution, isn't it? And interestingly enough, all these electric cars, to produce the batteries for electric cars, it incurs an enormous amount of pollution in actually producing those batteries. And by the way, they haven't found a way to get rid of them yet. I think I'm right. I might not. I might be wrong. I'm not sure.
No, you are right, yes.
Because you're a scientist.
I would go as far as to say I'm a scientist.
Yeah. And all these, by the way, all these top leading scientists who have the ear of governments all over the world and tell them what's going to happen. The thing that I have observed over the years is that scientists always change their minds about things.
Oh, they're allowed to do that.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
So, you know, we've just realised, after all the diesel car, everything's gone, we've just realised that we've actually need certain amount of carbon into the atmosphere. We've now done it too much the other way.
Yeah, there's too much oxygen and now everything's combustible.
That's not as silly as it sounds, actually.
How did these climate warriors get into London?
On the bus. On the train. Oh, and car share, I was told by one.
Oh, so it's all right for them then?
Oh, yeah, of course, that's it. If they come on a horse and cart, fine. And they all bring their dogs, and I'm sure the dogs are fed up with it. One poor little dog there I saw sitting on Waterloo Bridge looked so fed up. Didn't want to be in the middle of London. And by the way, where are they going to the toilet, all these people?
They probably just sling it at buildings.
Ah, okay. Well, I tell you what, the graffiti on the roads is going to be there for ages, which is a shame. It looks disgusting.
So all those aerosol cans that they're spraying on the roads, then?
Well, I don't know if it's aerosol cans or they're using chalk.
Oh.
I'm hoping it's chalk.
Okay, then. That's all right, then. If it's chalk, it's okay. It'll go in the next bit of rain we have.
Well, there'll be people with the jet hoses out when they've moved them on. But if they leave them for the Easter break, that will be appalling because there will be so many tourists coming to the capital city over this next couple of days because the weather's going to be so good. And seeing these people sitting around like they're pretending they're doing Glastonbury in the town. And it's just a pain in the arse. And to be serious for one moment, if they think this is going to endear everybody to their cause, then they are remarkably wrong. And I find the BBC annoying because the BBC have tried to tilt it towards, oh, yes, everybody's agreeing with them, or most people are agreeing with them. Well, actually, they're not. I haven't found anybody agreeing with them who's got to sort of barge their way through or try and get to work through them. If this country would start picking up the litter that people throw, that would be a really good step in the first direction of us looking after our bit of country a little better than we are. And these kids all get jobs and then they'll disappear anyway and then they'll all make a few bob and they won't want to do this.
Well, I don't live in London, so I'm okay.
Yeah, well, I hope you're looking after the Isle of Anglesey. I mean, that's going to sink next time the sea levels rise.
I live on a hill.
Do you?
Hmm.
Yeah, but that in Anglesey, that's more of a bump.
Well, it's a bump above sea level.
Really?
Yeah, I've just been given a diesel car this week, so maybe I'm not doing my bit.
No, I've got a diesel car. It's a new diesel car, and it's very eco-friendly. Very eco-friendly. In fact, it has a reduction in the congestion charge in London because it is so eco-friendly.
Or maybe I'll come visit you then. I can maybe drive my new eco-friendly diesel. I've only got for a week, though.
Why?
It's because someone reversed into my car. I've got given this. Oh, I got a top tip. If you ever get given a hire car by your insurance company, always say you can only drive automatics. Because if you drive a manual car normally, if you say, I want an automatic, they give you the top-of-the-range automatic car, like a BMW or a Mercedes or something, because they don't bother buying the cheap-end automatics.
Mm.
So I'm driving
around. So you've got a top-of-the-range
BMW.
Automatic, have you?
Yeah, BMW. Really nice.
Well, why don't you change your car for that?
I might just steal this one.
Well, if you steal it, you'll get caught and locked up.
No, I just won't go back and collect my old car.
Yeah, well, they've got your address, you pillock. You can't encourage people to do that.
Okay.
Honestly. So we could talk about the climate warriors. They call themselves warriors, like the Brexiteers were Brexiteers. Well, these people think they're so fucking marvellous, don't they?
The tree huggers.
Tree huggers. And why they grow their hair into dreadlocks or paint it pink, I have no idea. What's that got to do with saving the planet?
Again, that's dye, isn't it? You know, that's putting dye into the planet when you wash it down the sink.
Dye is Welsh for David.
It could be.
Well, it is, isn't it? Hello, dye. Dye, why have you dyed your hair, dye?
Very confusing.
Yes, dye. You've dyed your hair, dye. Why have you dyed your hair, dye? What dye did you use, dye, to dye your hair, dye? Don't know why that amused me, but anyway. Oh, God. Oh, that's a blasphemy, isn't it? You'll be put to death for saying that. Did you see the story about the Iran? Oh, there's a country. Can we not do something about Iran? This poor girl, Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, is still in prison in Iran for doing nothing, and we're unable to get her out. Nobody is helping this at all. Now the Iranians, because they're run by a bunch of mad mullahs, have decided their lady boxer, who's done quite well apparently, who's been boxing with the name of her country on her vest, Iran, is sort of being threatened with all kinds of appalling stuff if she goes back. Because, you know, a woman's not allowed to go around doing that sort of thing. What is it with religion where they get transfixed on what you do? You know, what God says you can't wear shorts if you're a woman? What God says you've got to cover your face up? What God says you've got to eat fish on Friday? What God does that sort of thing? Didn't think any of you could answer. Luckily, we're not putting this out on the podcast. I think we're going to have to do the podcast another day because I'm not really in the mood to play the part of James Whale. If you fancy, you can sort of, you could rehearse your tech talk thing for when we do it tomorrow, whenever we're going to do it.
Oh, I'll do it because I'm not very good at it, so I might as well get as much rehearsal as I can, if you don't mind.
No, I don't. And I've got an email from Alison Browning who wanted to, if I put my glass on, I'll read it. Don't know if we do this on the show. Sometimes it snows in the Middle East. I've got friends in Jerusalem, and they had snow on 1 December when it was mild there. They loved it, as it doesn't happen very often. There's a few ginger and blonde Middle Eastern folk, something to do with Alexander the Great. So maybe Mary's secret lover was a blonde descendant of Alexander. Who knows? It's legends at the end of the day. Well, it is legends at the end of the day. Very good point, Alison. Thank you very much indeed for bringing that up. Well, she's sort of arguing we won't include that on the programme either.
I think she was responding to your comments that it never snows in the Middle East.
It never rains in Southern California.
So they've got a problem as well, then?
Yeah. Who? Southern California?
Yeah.
Well, they got all the lovies over there, haven't they? Anyway, right, do you want to rehearse this or not?
Yeah, I'll do it. So I was going to talk about Samsung, the new foldable phones. I was going to talk about that. Apparently,
we're not bringing back the fucking flip phone again, are we? It was a pain the first time.
No, the foldable screen, you open it up and it becomes like one big tablet. What was that?
It's my stomach.
Oh.
Oh, no, it was Daisy. She's getting a bit bored. All right, Daisy, we'll go in a minute.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I'm rehearsing. So they're giving out all these phones to journalists, and every single one of them, more or less, by the looks of things, is broken. So the Samsung Galaxy Fold phone looks like a pile of shit. I probably tell people not to buy those.
Yeah, whatever you were talking about. iPhones are best.
On the 15th of July is No Porn Day. It's called P-Day.
What's that mean?
That's when the actual ban in the UK for under-18s from viewing porn comes in.
Oh, right. How does that work?
You have to give your passport, driver licence, go down the post office, buy a scratch and sniff card, etc. You know, that thing I was talking about a few weeks ago.
So when you go on somebody's Twitter site and somebody's tweeted out a porn site or something like that, or, you know... If you were to click on it, you wouldn't be able to open it unless you've got some kind of license, is that right?
Oh, no, no, social media is excluded from the ban.
Sorry, social media is excluded from the ban?
Yeah.
So where do people actually then see this pornography?
Browsing on the internet by going to certain websites.
Right, so if I was, for argument's sake, not that I am, but I might, if I was to say I fancy a bit of titillation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put in
titillation into the Google search engine.
All right, okay. I don't use Google, but all right, okay, I'll put it into one I do.
All right, you could always ask Jeeves.
Right. Titillate. Well, have you got one there? Should we do it?
Well, I've got Google here. We'll try it. We'll do some research for the show.
Yeah, research. We're not going to do it, obviously.
Titillation, I assume.
Titillation, yeah.
Okay, so I get Urban Dictionary about titillation.
Right.
I'm not getting any porn. I mean, hang on. Ah, Google Images. That's what we need to click on.
Right.
I've got some clip art.
Well, okay, why don't you just put porn? I'll tell you what, why don't you put free porn? That's better. You don't want to pay for anything, do you?
Free, as in the number free or the word free?
No, free, F-R-E-E, free, free.
Free porn.
Yeah, put that in, see what happens.
Oh, my God.
What?
You can't put that there.
What? Hang on. You were to do this after the 15th of July, this wouldn't happen then, presumably, unless you've got your porn licence.
No, this will still be available.
Well, hang on. What is this porn licence for, and how does it work?
Two at the same time.
Well, I don't know what you're looking at, but can you turn it off and concentrate?
Sorry, it's very hard to concentrate. Oh, hang on.
So you can still look at porn if you wanted to, even without a license.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. Sorry, say that again.
You can even look at porn without a license.
Yeah. Oh, I like her. She's all right. Yeah.
Oh, shut up. So how does this license thing work? So what happens after the 15th of July if you click on? On your computer or your phone or whatever, you go and how does it stop you?
It comes up with a splash screen.
What? What?
It comes up with a splash screen.
Right. Okay.
Oh, we better leave this out the show. I can't let this go out. My wife will listen to this.
No, we won't let this go out. This is disgusting. We wouldn't let this go. I wouldn't do this on the show.
It'll come up with a screen that'll say verify that you're over the age of 18. It knows that you're watching or trying to view from the UK, and then you'll have to pay with your credit card, like a pound or something. Alternatively, you get a verification number from the BBFC, the guys that do the film certification, and then that obviously works for your device, and you unlock your computer or your phone, and I think you can buy a one code that works for multiple devices that you own. But once you've unlocked that device, anyone in your family can watch porn.
Right. So if you were to do what you've just done now after the 15th of July, you wouldn't be able to do it.
Oh, I was on Google search engine. That'd still work.
Would it?
Yeah, I just wouldn't be able to go to the websites that those images are contained on.
Well, you don't need to, do you? Because you can just get them up, so to speak. What are you doing now?
This is not going out. You can't say you can just get them up.
No, I mean the sites. You can just get them. I mean, never mind. Right, anyway. You haven't done tech talk, have you? And I'm going out in a minute, so go on.
Game of Thrones Season 8 premiere was downloaded illegally 55 million times in the first 24 hours.
That is appalling.
That shows you how popular it is.
Look at all the money they've lost.
Well, it's a lot, isn't it?
Haven't we got on our backlog of podcasts somewhere, haven't we got an interview I did with James Cosmo from Game of Thrones?
We have, yes.
Well, put that out then. Can't remember. Was it any good or not?
What, Game of Thrones? I've never seen it.
No, the interview.
Oh, the interview, yeah. I like James Cosmo. He's really good.
Yeah, I do. He's a mate of mine. Well, put that out again. Put that out, advertise, put it out, and put it in all the social media places, put it all there, and then people can listen to that again. Then we don't need to do a podcast this week.
Okay, happy birthday, Game Boy. That's
I beg your pardon. I'm so sorry. Lucky we're not doing a show, isn't it?
Happy birthday, Game Boy.
Yeah.
That's 30 years old today.
Hang on, did you say happy birthday, Gay Boy?
No, Game Boy.
Oh, Game Boy. Okay, yeah, right. Happy birthday, Gay Boy. Game Boy.
Game Boy. Mm. And Netflix are going to start releasing their viewing figures, so we'll finally get to find out how well Netflix are doing compared to other TV networks.
On my new TV I've got that I don't watch the BBC on, I've got Netflix on there.
But you have to pay.
Do I?
I think you get 30 days free.
Oh. So can I go and click on it and watch something on it?
Yeah, but the thing is you have to cancel within the 30 days, otherwise you get involved in a recurring payment scheme.
Do I? Mm. How much?
About $6.99 a month, the last time I looked, but it might be more. Huh. It's not an advert, this, by the way. Not that it's going out anyway.
No. We're not doing this. Is it worth doing? I mean, is there anything worth watching on there or not?
The trick with Netflix is to wait.
Cancel it. Every 29 days and then do another one.
You can only do the once. But the trick is with Netflix is to wait until there's something that you really want to see. Wait for that seasonal thing to finish and then subscribe and watch them all within the 30 days and then cancel.
Right. Don't say that when we do the show. It just sounds bad. Right, go on. Anything else?
Well, no, that's... I mean, Disney Plus are launching a rival station to Netflix and Prime. That's going to be quite big.
Yeah, there's too many now. I just can't be arsed.
And then, of course, we got BritBox coming.
Well, I'm not sure we have, because the BBC are getting involved in that. And I think it's about time the BBC was stopped.
Well, they have to, really, because it's silly that you can't get all the stuff that the BBC and ITV and Channel 4 and, if obviously, Channel 5, etc., they all join. And you can't get all the back catalogue. It's just silly. And it's all that money just sat there waiting to be...
Well, then in that case, we can scrap the TV licence, can't we?
No, because they'll just say it's the BBC commercial arm and it'll be used to fund projects and stuff.
Why don't we have a demonstration and close some of the streets around the BBC about the licence fee?
That's true. We could all sort of stand in front of the BBC Radio 1 building, couldn't we, and not stop people going in.
Is that still going, Radio 1? I didn't know this. So I thought they'd given that up.
Do you know, I haven't listened to Radio 1 probably for about 20-odd years.
Yeah, no, I haven't. Is Tony Blackburn still on there?
I don't know.
Oh, I just wondered. Right, OK. Do you want to quickly go through some of the questions, see if there's...
Well, I need to check if I can read them or not.
What?
I need to check if I can read them.
Well, let me have a look. I've got some here. Jonathan Cooper, Brexit Day, Episode 3, penciled in for October 31st. Won't our politicians be too busy attending to Halloween night? That's a very good point. Actually, we use that one. Yeah, they will. Well, Brexit's never going to happen, I don't think. I think we've finished with that. Jean Matheson, she's always on, Jean, isn't she? She's there. What would the world be like, do you think, if we all said what we think? No holds barred. Just honestly say what we think. Ask the questions we want to ask. Declare our feelings. Would it be good or would it... or would World War III ensue? I think it'd be really bad, because if you say everything that's in your mind, and I often do, unfortunately, people get really upset. And you don't want to continually upset people, do you, really? Dave Hill says, the EU say that EU nations will help fund the rebuilding of Notre Dame. Is this fair, considering, to the best of my knowledge, the EU didn't assist with the rebuilding of York Minster and Windsor Castle when they suffered a similar fate? I think it's a waste of money. I think the Pope's got more than enough money to build up any Catholic building around the world. Right, so get him to do it. Yeah. Bob James said, if a deaf person has to go to court, is it still called a hearing? That's a ridiculously stupid question. I refuse to answer it. Sandra Bellini says, James, wishing you a happy Easter. Thank you, and a happy Easter to you, whichever Easter is. Oh, isn't that a religious festival? I just think of it as a good chocolate munch. Rob Diesel says, do you read the comments? Which comments? These comments?
Yeah, these comments, yeah.
Yeah, or other comments?
No, all of them. Do you read these comments?
No, I don't. Why would I? Some of them are completely f***ing mad.
Well, I read them, normally.
Yeah. Well, you read them, and then you ignore them. Actually, those are all the ones I wanted to. Gerard, Jarrod Doyle. Ventriloquist dummies, parlor trick or paranormal activity. What do you think, Jarrod? You make up your own mind, mate. Radio Litchfield, Saturday at 2300 hours and repeated on Mondays at 10. Be there or be square.
No, we have to do that as a job. We have to do that.
Do we get paid for that?
Yeah, we're doing a promo. They're a new station that's taking the show.
Okay, well, what do you want me to do?
Well, we'll do that after we've done the rehearsals.
Oh, okay, fine.
Well, I didn't get to rehearse any of that.
No, actually, I don't think those questions are very good, so get some different ones.
Yeah, all right, well, I'll get some different ones for later then, yeah?
Who chooses the questions? Because loads come in and then you choose the questions. You never, you know, often get the same people every week.
Well, it's Facebook's fault.
Why?
Because Facebook doesn't share posts evenly.
What do you mean it doesn't share posts evenly?
Well, see, what it does is it only sends the posts out to the same people all the time. So when you put a question out saying, can I have some questions, it always goes to the same people first. And when they reply, then it'll go, okay, well, they've replied, so let's send it out to another batch. So it's just Facebook. It's destroying itself.
Why do we keep our followers controlled to 5,000? When I see other people say, oh, I've got 100,000 here or million here. Why do we keep it down such a low level?
That's fake. You've got a limit on Facebook. You can only have 5,000 friends.
Can you?
I'd be lucky to get 10.
I haven't got 5,000 friends.
You've always got 5,000.
All right.
In fact, you've got thousands waiting in the wings.
Oh, well, let's have some of the new ones on.
We could turn your Facebook page into a like page if you want.
Hmm.
But then it becomes a business, and then you have to pay to put posts out.
Pay?
Mm.
I'm not paying.
Well, there you are, you see.
So don't make any money out of this as it is.
So we're limited to the... it's all about sharing and other people commenting. Once more people start sharing... So if you're listening to... We're not going to listen to this, are we? Why are we doing this now?
I'm just asking these questions. Okay. I wouldn't do it if we were doing a show. I'm just interested.
Right. The problem with Facebook is it's all about money. They got to make money. So when you... And also, it's all about keeping it neat and tidy. So if you put a question out saying, what colour tie do you think I should wear today? It will only go out to the first 50 people in your list, right? And they're usually the 50 people that you interact with the most. Now, if only 5 of those people reply saying a colour, it will never send your post out to anyone else in your 5,000 list of people because it deems
it as important. So what if we change it to the other one where all people can come on?
Then it will go out to less, probably about 20 people, and then it will prompt you saying, why didn't you get your post out to more of your 5,000 people or indeed the globe? By paying something like £5 per 5,000 posts. So that when you pay that money, it will then go on all those people's walls. That's how Facebook works.
Oh, that's good.
It's in their interest not to put your posts out.
Olbus inhaler. Nice. Oh. Good. Okay. Right. Listen. Let's do this tomorrow or something, or whenever I'm in the mood. Okay.
Well, I'll try and get some better questions. I just have to keep checking your Facebook page and see if anyone.
Okay. We'll do that. And I'm going to have a lie down. And I'll talk to you a bit later.
Well, you can have a lie down now. Your sheets are clean.
to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.